Moran, Blue Water Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram's Black Friday sales event is happening now. Lease our new Ram 1500 Bighorn as low as $284 a month, or new Jeep Compass 4x4 as low as $279. Or get up to 15% off MSRP on select models. See dealer for details or visit them online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com and get the best selection, best service, and best price, period.
10 minutes past 9 o'clock here on WPHM on this Tuesday morning. More than 72% of kids are asking for video games this holiday season. That is more than are asking for gift cards or cash or clothes or other electronics. So really topping the list is video games. And, you know, in some ways that's great. Makes it easy. Okay, what video games do you want? Make a wish list and we'll get those for you. But you got to be careful. You got to be safe. This is according to ESA, which is the Entertainment Software Association. Joining us right now is Senior Vice President at the ESA, Aubrey Quinn. Aubrey, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. So, obviously, video games very popular. What are kids asking for this year?
So, I heard you giving some statistics, and that's right. 72% of kids are asking for video game-related gifts this holiday season. And what was really interesting for us when we dug into these findings was they aren't asking for anything specific. Some kids want a specific game. Some want a new game console. Some want game passes, subscriptions, so they can play lots of different games. Some want in-game currency, so they can invest in expansion packs, new players, new skins. And so what I would tell parents and grandparents is that video games are a pretty safe bet to making kids happy this holiday season.
Well, there you go. What are some things that parents need to know, though, before they buy these video games and other accessories for their kids this holiday season?
I'd like to make sure that parents understand a couple things. The first is that video games are entertainment. And just like any other form of entertainment, think movies and TV shows, there are some games that are more appropriate for mature audiences. And it's easy to know which is which because of the Entertainment Software Rating Board. The ESRB has been giving games ratings for nearly 30 years. So the same way movies have ratings, video games have ratings. So if you have younger players, you're going to want to look for E for everyone or E for E10+, which means everyone 10 and older. There are also T for teen or M for mature. And so when your kids ask for a specific game, you can check the ESRB rating and decide if it's age appropriate and right for your family. Second, virtually every device that a video game can be played on has parental controls. And so parents can set parental controls to do four things. One, you can filter by those age ratings to make sure your kids can only play age-appropriate games. Two, you can control who they talk to or block them talking to anyone. Three, you can control or limit how much they're able to spend in games. And four, this is an important one for parents who are concerned about screen time, you can set limits for when they play and how much time they play. You may want to have more time on weekends, less time on weekdays. All of that is available, like I said, anywhere you can play video games through the parental control system.
Well, there you go. That's good for parents to know because I think parents can sometimes feel a little bit helpless, especially if they don't know how to set those controls or check ratings. And it really is important. I think sometimes parents don't even realize that their kids have the ability to talk to complete strangers over the internet using these video game consoles.
Yeah, I think spending time understanding what games your kids want to play is really important. So those ESRB ratings don't just give information on age appropriateness. They also have something called interactive element descriptors. And so at a glance, you can tell if a game has in-game purchases or user-to-user communication. Two of the most popular games this year, the new Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom game, and also Hogwarts Legacy, neither of those have user-to-user communication. They're called single-player games. So your kids can still play some of the most popular games that don't have that interactive element. The games that do have that interactive element, if you're not quite ready for your kids to interact and talk with strangers online, be sure to use those parental controls and put those blocks in place so they're only able to talk with the approved list. In my home, I have a 10-year-old and 19-year-old. They're able to play with each other, but I don't let my 10-year-old play with strangers. I don't think she's ready for that just yet.
A good way to bond with your kids is to learn those video games and play with them, right?
That's absolutely right. Something that I like to point out to parents as well is that academic research is showing that not all screen time is created equal. Video games have so many social, mental, and emotional benefits. They also help kids learn cognitive skills. They learn resiliency. You know, it's for me, I prefer my kids playing something on their screens where they're solving problems, finding solutions, collaborating, working together, as opposed to just consuming 2 hours of, I don't know, reels or screen time or other things. But it's so fun to play with your kids. And so sit down, play with your kids. That way you can bond with them. You can see what they're playing. But you can also decide, is this game right for our family? Do I want to use different parental controls? The best way to know it's right for your family is to see what the kids are playing.
We're talking with Aubrey Quinn with the Entertainment Software Association, ESA. Having a conversation about your kids about video games is important. I think at various different ages, that can often be a difficult conversation to have because, you know, kids want everything and we have to set limits and they're going to say, well, how come? Why? What are some tips for talking to kids about their video games?
Absolutely. So video games provide a lot of choice. Like any form of art and entertainment, there's a vast array of options that are available. They also create controls for parents and caregivers. So when you think about your family and what you want screen time to look like, how you want them to interact with others through video games, don't just make those decisions. Make sure you communicate that with your kids. There is a really great resource called the Family Gaming Guide that's available through ESRB. It's at parentaltools.org. And there are tips on how to set up parental controls, understand the ESRB age rating system, but also advice on conversation to have with your kids. Those are great conversations to have before you even bring a console into the home or before you give them a new game. But really, I'd like to remind parents, there's so many benefits of games. Just because something is fun doesn't mean it's bad. So don't be afraid of this pastime or hobby. I encourage you to embrace it and just have a lot of fun.
There you go. Where can we go for more information?
Check out parentaltools.org. It's a really great resource for parents who are thinking about bringing video games into the home.
All right. Sounds good. Aubrey, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Happy holidays.
And you too. Bye-bye. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That's Aubrey Quinn with Entertainment Software Association, ESA. And, of course, the ESRB is the Entertainment Software Rating Board. Yeah, it's important to know. I grew up with, Atari was about it for me for video games. I've never really been much of a video game guy. I think because they've been around for so long, a lot of parents are pretty video game savvy. But if you're not and your kids are, you got to get on the same page and know what they're doing for their safety, for sure. It's 18 past 9 o'clock here on WPHM. Cloudy, gloomy, rainy Tuesday, but the rest of the week looks nice, turning cooler by the weekend. Jennifer has all the details in the forecast coming up just a few minutes here on WPHM.